This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. من لطائف قصص السيرة قصة نعيم رضي الله عنه. هي قصة غير معروفة. One of the beautiful stories regarding one of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم by the name of نعيم. It's not a very popular story. قالوا نعيم كان يقوم قبل الإسلام كان يقوم على أرامل وأيتام قبيلة بني عدي. He used to be in charge of orphans and widows of a tribe known as Bani Adi. And when it was time for Hijra, فلما جاء وقت الهجرة أراد أن يهاجر. When it was time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded those who are able to migrate from Mecca to Medina, he wanted to migrate, أراد أن يهاجر. فقال له قومه لا تفعل. His own people, though not Muslims, they said to him, don't leave. فلك أن تعبد ربك كما شئت. Worship your Lord any way that you want. ولكن ابقى بيننا وتكفل أراملنا وأيتامنا. However, be with us and take care of the orphans and take care of the widows as you have been doing. قال فأقام بينهم ما شاء الله له أن يكون. So he stayed with them for some time. وبعدها هاجر إلى المدينة and then he ended up being in Medina. فلما التقى بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم and when he met with the Prophet, peace be upon him, قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن قومك كانوا خيرا من قومي. He said, you know, Nu'aym, he said, your people were much better than my people. For they have, قال, تركوك أن تعبد الله كما شئت. They left you to worship Allah any way that you wanted. They did not interfere. ولكن قومي أخرجوني ولم يتركوني. He said, however, my people, they drove me out of Mecca and they did not, you know, let me stay in Mecca. And this is a really nice story about perspective, because Nu'aym عليه Nu'aym radiallahu anhu رد على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله بل إن قومك كانوا خيرا من قومي. He said, Prophet of Allah, your people were better than my people. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم surprised. He said, وكيف ذاك? How is it so? He said, يا رسول الله إن قومي منعوني من صحبتك. He said, Prophet of Allah, my people deprived me of being with you, even though I really wanted to be with you. And it's a nice story because they say that the people of Nu'aym, they wanted him to stay there because of the difference that he was making to his community. See, the fact that he held a different religion, he had different beliefs, that to them did not matter. What they looked at is, this man is a good member of our community, and we will do whatever it takes to keep him here, even if it be that he holds beliefs that are different than ours. We are happy with his presence. And please always remember that a believer is a universal citizen. Like Isa alayhi salam said, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Allah made me a man, a source of blessings, wherever I may be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding, Ya Rabbil Alameen.